Hey guys, episode 3, going into our weekly recordings for you guys. Want to go into another subject is websites. Have a lot of clients come to us and kind of see where we stand on that, and I'll give you a little easy breakdown. Shopify. Just kidding. I am currently a Shopify partner, which that means is I develop websites and stuff through Shopify with our clients and stuff like that, and honestly it's one of the best platforms I've ever seen. But want to go over a couple references on that. Reason being is if you have a merchandise company, you're selling a product, you know, all the specifics on that, Shopify is where it needs to be. The reason being is Shopify, as the name itself is shop. It's a platform easily for you to sell products, especially a B2C consumer where you're selling individual products. It's just so easy to set up, takes you within a day, very easy to manage, very easy to set everything up. It's almost like an app store, which I tell a lot of my clients is where you get your iPhone, it's almost like a blank canvas, and it only gets better when you add Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all those apps and stuff like that after the fact. And Shopify is the same thing. It gives you a blank canvas, and there's an app store where there's developers every single day uploading and uploading and uploading and uploading to really benefit your store. I mean, it could be anything from marketing, or it could be from upsell or pop-ups, or you know, different type of apps. Like, really, and again, I'll have another episode on this to really show you different apps and stuff like that that I would recommend for Shopify. But it's just such a great platform for that, and I highly, highly recommend that if you're trying to sell products. But on the other hand, if you're looking to do a portfolio base, like let's say you're a model or you're a photographer or videographer, stuff like that, Squarespace is where it needs to be. The reason being is those platforms are really just set up for it. So, you know, both platforms can sell merchandise. Shopify just kills them, and that, and the same thing with, you know, iPhones and Androids and stuff like that. They just excel more in one area, and that's kind of the same conversation with Squarespace. And that Squarespace is very easy to use, maybe not as easy as Shopify, but very easy to navigate. I mean, tutorials and stuff like that are galore on YouTube, so it's pretty easy. But as far as, like, if you're trying to put a portfolio together, you have high quality images, horizontal images, videos and such, it's super easy to put together a Squarespace website, and that's what I would recommend. Again, all these things as far as domain, $14 a year, having a Shopify is $29 a month, and I think Squarespace is about $22. I mean, they're small investments to really get your business or your personal life or whatever, you know, may be the situation, really kind of gets you off the ground. And those two would I highly recommend, definitely go into. But those two are honestly pretty amazing platforms. So definitely go check them out, Shopify.com and Squarespace.com. Those are my two highly recommended websites for you to set up your business.